have announced to our employees and retirees that there is June 15th end date for the benefit choice period. Along with that, we've announced that we've entered into 90-day contracts with the bidders in the supplemental RFP process to provide HMO services, and those are Health Alliance, HMO, which covers Central Illinois, and then Health Alliance Illinois is an offshoot of Health Alliance, covers further downstate counties. And then also there's Coventry Healthcare, HMO, which was formerly known to employees as Personal Care. The point is, as a result of all the controversy from last year's process for choosing HMOs and health coverage for employees, we settled a lawsuit and we agreed that we would have a supplemental RFP period for HMO services going forward. The bids in the supplemental RFP were just submitted on May 21st, Health Alliance bid, as did Coventry Healthcare. However, we're not going to be able to properly score and evaluate those bids in time to get the contracts in place for July 1st. So that's why we've entered into these 90-day contracts with the HMOs I mentioned previously.
So if these three bids are accepted for long-term contracts, the people who sign up for the 90-day contracts will just have that contract extended through the year.
Yeah, exactly. If these options ultimately get long-term contracts through the RFP process, then folks will be able to remain with those carriers. In the event that the RFP process results in a change in the specific health carriers that are available, then we have told employees that we will hold a special enrollment period to allow them to make a change. We've also said that we do have the option to extend the 90-day contracts for a longer period if we need to do so.
Now, these are four contracts which would begin on July 1st?
Exactly. The reason we needed to put the 90-day contracts in place was because the fiscal year starts on July 1st, and that's normally when the year's worth of coverage starts for state employees and retirees on July 1. We wanted to make sure that we could get everybody signed up in time so that they have coverage when the fiscal year starts on July 1st.
I believe there had been an audit a few months ago of the process last year and some criticism coming out of that of how the process went ahead. Is anything being done differently this year in evaluating the bids?
Well, the audit, it looked at basically what was the first run-through for us under a new procurement code. It was the first time we'd ever handled anything of this complexity. So certainly there's been lessons learned from the first time we conducted the procurement, and we will certainly apply those. Just say the audit identified, you know, technical issues, but it certainly never cast doubt on the fairness of the process. And that's our main thing, is for a fair process and that we get a good deal for taxpayers and also good quality coverage for all of our employees and retirees. And that's our goal here. Certainly is a complex process, but we're working through it.